Chapter 9, Holistic Health and Fitness Program Scheduling. Lessons Learned. Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Teams, HPTs, should work with the Brigade, BDE, staff to ensure Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, activities are on the training calendar and based on the Commander's, CDR's, Intent and Unit Mission Essential Task List, METL. HPTs should provide creative solutions to allow for physical readiness training, PRT, to be performed throughout the duty day. HPTs should incorporate training within warrior tasks and battle drills, WTBDs, not just in the classroom. Training calendar. BDE H2F events must be on the unit's long-range training calendar, LRTC, to maximize participation. The calendar projects and locks in training for the organization weeks before each event. The HPT must be present and involved with unit training planning to build a program that nests with the unit's mission and battle rhythm. Program directors, PDs, should consider unit events that leverage existing unit training events when possible. Units build training calendars from the company level up. Companies typically hold weekly training meetings to discuss the current calendar and discuss planning. These company calendars feed the battalion's, BN's, training plan and calendar after approval from the BN commander, CDR. H2F teams must engage company CDRs and first sergeants, 1SGs, early to maintain awareness of H2F training opportunities and gain support for proposed H2F plans. Physical training in the Army traditionally occurs from 6:30 to 8:00, 5 days a week. While the H2F has many PRT resources, they are not equipped to support the entire BDE during traditional PRT hours. Unit flexibility, allowing groups to do PRT outside of the traditional hours listed above, is critical in maximizing the effectiveness of the HPT. This enables more of the unit to take advantage of the limited resources. Collaborating with the command team and operations section to annotate the PRT schedule on the LRTC is a great method to schedule and safeguard PRT time blocks and schedule group H2F education and H2F extender courses. Units have successfully executed physical training outside the 6:30 to 8:00 window without negatively affecting day-to-day operations or mission completion. Army Regulation AR-350-1, Army Training and Leader Development, Appendix F, Paragraph F-5.I, states, personnel in the RA, ARNG, and USAR will take part in either collective or individual physical readiness training programs year-round per FM-7-22. Regular Army units, individuals, and reserve component soldiers on active duty will conduct regularly scheduled PRT 4 to 5 times per week for 60 to 90 minutes. Commanders are encouraged to structure the duty day so they can conduct physical readiness training at a time and location that is most effective in eliciting the desired fitness outcomes. PRT at 6:30 is authorized but not required. Best practice. Embed SCCs and athletic trainers, ATs, down to the BN level. H2F is a BDE program nested at the BNs and empowered and executed at the company level. HPTs can assist units with their PRT program design to meet the unit's needs. BDE leadership should ensure that non-commissioned officers, NCOs, understand their role in coaching and leading soldiers through these programs. HPT Brigade Level Training and Classes. HPTs can assist with unit training in physical readiness and other areas, such as resiliency, medical, and other topics. Lessons learned. Develop BDE-level training to certify personnel to meet the requirements in FM-7-22 and AR-350-1. In addition, these trained personnel should collaborate with HPTs to maximize program effectiveness. Continue education provided by the HPT. Provide incentives for engaging in H2F behaviors, for example, awarding a certificate of achievement and promotion points for completing an H2F extender course. A BDE HPT may consist of 25 to 37 performance-based professionals. These experts assist the CDR in providing for the overall well-being and performance of 1,500 to 5,000 soldiers. The HPTs develop relationships with individuals organic to the BDE to optimize their reach. These organic elements may consist of Master Fitness Trainers, MFTs, NCOs, Master Resilience Trainers, MRTs, and Medics, 68W. The MFTs and NCOs oversee the PRT. The MRTs work with mental readiness, and the medics manage acute trauma, musculoskeletal injuries, MSKI, and triage. In addition, the HPT developed soldier extender courses to enhance the knowledge and versatility of the service members. Army Fitness Trainers. The MFT course is an Army course scheduled through Army Training Requirements and Resource System, ATRRS. Most MFT graduates are not afforded the opportunity to implement what they learned at the MFT course because they do not serve as the unit MFT. Too often, they are tasked to perform other duties and are not provided the opportunity to use their new skill set. H2F Soldier Extender Courses. To compensate for the limited numbers of MFTs and the challenges with maximizing their utility, the SCCs created Train the Trainer, also known as H2F Extender Courses. These courses educate NCOs and MFTs on program design, proper lifting techniques, progressions and regressions, and exercise selection, as well as providing additional subject matter experts, SMEs, for the unit. The following are benefits of H2F Extender Classes. CDRs can identify and task those NCOs that have an interest. NCOs take more accountability for their soldiers. Classes improve relationships with HPT and participants. Classes become extensions of the SCC and help educate other soldiers. Classes encourage soldiers to go through MFT and H2F Extender training. Classes prepare soldiers to sit for Tactical Strength and Conditioning Facilitator, TSAC-F, which can be paid for by the BDE. Classes improve the knowledge of the soldier and encourages the continuation of their education. To the H2F coaches, I wanted to provide feedback on the Basic Fitness Leader, BFL, certificate course I recently completed. The course has so much good information. I love that all the coaches took the time to explain and demonstrate everything in detail. I wish this course could be implemented in basic training and advanced individual training, AIT, schools. I feel it could prevent so many injuries from the start of every soldier entering the Army. I never knew to engage my lat muscles, latissimus dorsi, during push-ups, pull-ups, deadlifting, and squats to create the pressure needed in your core. I never knew I was a heel striker until you guys pointed it out and introduced me to the pose method. I love that there was meditation and nutrition information. This course was very beneficial to me. It gave me the confidence and the knowledge to help other soldiers. I hope this feedback helps spread the word about the H2F program and courses. I appreciate everything you did for me. It was an awesome course. NCO, 44th Med BDE. Army Master Resiliency Training Lesson Learned. Continuing education for MRT-qualified NCOs provided by the HPT has proven to be valuable in enhancing their skills and comfort level with the material. The Master Resiliency Training Course, MRTC, is also an ATRRS course. It consists of 10 days of training, teaching the attendees to develop themselves and others in the 6 MRT competency areas: self-awareness, self-regulation, optimism, mental agility, strengths of character, and connection. H2F Medic MSKI Training, 68W. Primary medic training is focused on acute trauma and triage. ATs manage acute care, MSKI, triage, and work in collaboration with the 68W. HPT, PT, and AT provide education on the evaluation and management of MSKI. Primary medic training is focused on acute trauma and triage. Best practice: divide morning sick call into sick call for illnesses and MSKI sick call. ATs manage MSKI sick call with assistance from the medics. ATs manage acute care, MSKI, Triage, and work in collaboration with the 68W. HPT, PT, and AT provide education on the evaluation and management of MSKI. With this advanced knowledge, the medics will have an additional skill set that will assist them in their future success, especially during deployment where the ATs will not be present. Building a relationship between the HPT, soldiers, and the unit offers universal benefits across the Army. The extender courses enhance the soldiers' knowledge and skill sets and optimize the HPT's outreach. The more soldiers that can be affected by H2F, the better the BDEs will be as a unit. The HPTs also offer various group classes, including talks on nutrition, sleep, cognitive performance, pain, and mental health. These courses are provided upon request of the BDE leadership.